Welcome to Chai with Sam Dosa. I'm your host, Sam Dosa, based in Birmingham, UK. I've been running this podcast, which is my second series. Started in this year, June 2020, with a big bang, and it's been going on, and we already completed almost about 51 episodes so far, and a couple of them are in the pipeline to be released. So you can check this out on Spotify, iTunes, and all other major platforms available in the market. You can just search Chai with Sam Dosa, and you will have all the flavors on it. So let me welcome and introduce my today's guest. His name is David Cole, originally from the UK, now well settled in France, which is a sunny France. We'll talk about it later on. But his journey started since he was 8 years old. He started doing something entrepreneur should do when you are in that age. He started doing selling pirated copies of video games. At that time, he didn't know about those things. Well, he's not the only one. Well, I'm originally from Pakistan, and I did the same thing back on Pakistan as well. So we started with somewhere. He was not very good in his academic level, but he was very entrepreneurial. So he went into sales and marketing and shifted a lot of things in his life. So without waiting for me to be jabbering and gibberish, let me just invite my guest, David Cole. Welcome.
Hey, Sam, how are you doing? You good?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being on my podcast today.
You're welcome. Hey, Sam, there's a couple of things I've learned about you that I wasn't aware of. So one, I didn't know that you're living in Birmingham. And two, I didn't know that you're Pakistani origin. So we need to come back on this podcast again, and we need to talk cricket, and we need to talk about Edgbaston.
Oh, yes. I'll share the story about cricket as well. Why I moved to Birmingham. That was a good, and the day I came to Birmingham was on the final match of 2020 in 2017 when Pakistan was playing against India. And India lost against Pakistan. And that was also a Father's Day when I came. and me and my daughters were on Ladypool Road, taking all the pictures of people having jubilation and jumping. And I was sending all those pictures to all my good friends in India. And wherever they were, I'd say, listen, look at this. So
some of the listeners, if you're not into cricket, then it's a hidden gem and the biggest game in the world. And the most passionate game in the world is a match between India and Pakistan. And it doesn't get more heated when it's held in the UK, because we've got a massive Indian community, massive Pakistani community. And normally, day by day, you live side by side together, no problem. You stick you guys on the cricket pitch, and as English guys, we just sit back and watch you. Because all hell breaks loose. I've seen different sporting events on television all around the world. Wow, this has got nothing to do with your podcast. Sorry, I'm really going on one
that's
here.
That's fine. It's always a good that have a conversation because my podcasts are not scripted, and I don't want people to listen by step what we are talking about. So, well, let's just begin with asking who David Cole is and what is his purpose in this world.
Oh, wow. That's a tough question. You know, I asked you for some precinct questions and you said, no, David, it'll be fine, be easy. I've constantly been working on my purpose over the last few years, and it's only really, I'm 44 and coming up to 45, and it's something I never really thought about before I was age of 40. And I find my purpose developing, Sam. Where I am right now, and it will develop, is that I have natural skills for networking, meeting with people, and opening doors up for people. I've had to recognize, what am I natural at? What do I enjoy doing? What do I find myself doing all the time? Because there's a clue in that. And then I recognized also that I'm actually here to help other people go beyond their illusion. So what I do is I work with coaches, and I make sure those coaches have an audience, but I do it in a massive way. So in October, I launched my TV channel, which is called the Hero Success Channel. And that's on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and Apple TV. and it's free to air. And the idea is the coaches, that they don't work with me, they bring in their own message. And when I say coaches, we can all fit under the umbrella of educators, because it's therapists and teachers and lecturers and mentors and the rest of it. And the idea is that we can go into homes, hearts and minds of people all around the world on this free-to-air television. Mm-hmm. And so I'm giving the coaches a platform. So that's part of my purpose. But the next thing, Sam, which I'm working on right now, I'm working on the TV thing, but I'm also working on the next thing. And then I'm going to tell you the cherry on the top, which I think is the cherry on the top anyway. It's okay having a TV channel. That's great. But I like focus and I like concentration. Now, you're going to understand what I'm going to say next because you're from Pakistan and you live in England. So when I talk about heritage, mm-hmm. we're in countries with centuries of heritage. And one of the things that I'm sure that you'll enjoy is, you know, is history. Mm-hmm. And because once we're dead, that history remains, right? Yep. So what I'm doing right now is I'm channeling my funds into buying a chateau, a castle, a French castle over here near where I live. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the Hero Success Chateau. And the reason why we're going to have that is because when I'm dead, Hero Success, as in Hero Success Channel, can continue, because this is not about me. This is about everybody else. So this is going to be a beacon of love and light and intelligence. And when I say intelligence, I'm not just talking about academia, you know, things like emotional intelligence and, you know, the intelligence of desire and wanting to learn to uncover and develop and to bring unsung heroes, unsung coaches from around the world together and have this amazing focal point, but where anybody around the world can go, wow, this Hero Success Channel is amazing. Wow, they've got a chateau. I'd really like to go there because I want people to have this focal point in their mind. Now, I think you're a little bit younger than me. I'm 44.
You are mistaken on that one. I'm 51.
You're 51. You must have good makeup.
I didn't have any makeup.
when we were growing up, the big thing in the 80s, when we were children, and maybe even more in the 70s future, a little bit older than me, was the fact that kids, where do they want to go to? They want to go to Disneyland. Right? Disneyland was this huge focus, right? Well, for me, I see the chateau as like a Disneyland for the educational sort of world, and I want that to be a beacon. But once I've gone from that, you talk about my purpose. After I've got the chateau, I'm going to buy a commune. I'm going to create a village, maybe 10 or 15 houses, where I can bring in educators and they run this as our own village. Now, I don't know what content they're going to create. I don't know what collaborations they're going to create, but my purpose is to bring that together and to make it happen. So thanks for asking the question.
Amazing.
And that's my crazy ass answer.
Absolutely beautiful. So you are creating a hope. You are creating a legacy for yourself, which is to remember by unsung heroes or the Heroes Channel, which is going to be available, which is all, have you already started on a road?
Yeah, it's live. Yeah, it's live now. But I want this to light a firework up people's backsides so they can create their own legacy. And so, I mean, the mantra is bringing people and communities together from a heartfelt perspective and leading them beyond the illusion with a can-do attitude. So we are going to meet, Sam, people, well, we're going to influence people we will never even know, we'll never even meet. But they'll go, hey, you know what? I don't have to be restricted by this. I don't have to be held like that. This is an opportunity. I can go and do that. And I can build for my life. I can start to create rather than just sitting on a hamster wheel.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I think this continues with the journey of individuals, because sometimes you have met so many people when you raise a question on Facebook or any other social media who would like to become a coach or would want to be a coachee. And a lot of people start raising their hand. Oh, yeah, I want to put pre bono. Coaching session with you and this and that, and so many people funnel in. And then what was your experience when a lot of people come in, and would you receive I understand you receive a great response from a lot of people, but how many people follow it through to that the end game? Because sometimes what happens is we have a lot of energy to dive in, but when it comes to start working on yourself, you says, what is my priority? Is this my priority or not?
It's a great question. And I actually think there's more value in the answer by not giving a higher number. I think the better value in the answer is to make sure that people know what path they want to walk. Because I do get people contacting me very often saying, hey, David, I want to be a coach. I want to be a life coach. This is what I want to do. And I go, okay, why? And now, I'm not saying this is incorrect, but some people say, I want to do it for the lifestyle, I want to do it for the money. Okay, that's fine. And there will be people out there that will accept that and will want to be a part of that. But you've got to be aware, you've got to be aware of, if that's what you're doing, then you're going to bring limitations to it. We always bring limitations to whatever we do. And then there are some people, some that want to, when I say coach, I'm going to use the word educate. You know, there are some people that want to educate. Why? Because actually they're still going through their problem right now and they feel this need to reach out and give back, which is beautiful. For me, I feel that the first thing that people should do if they want to coach, because we don't need a license to coach. There are people out there that sell coaching certificates and stuff like that, but there's no authority, as such. Mm-hmm. So for me, the important thing is this. Are you coaching or are you mentoring? Because coaching is asking questions to drag information out of somebody. Mentoring can be more of an instructional side. So understand those different sorts of those parameters and those limitations. And don't be afraid to be a mentor. I mean, lots of coaches are mentors or do mentoring and a bit of vice versa. That's cool. Find people who you want to work with, right? And find a solution that you want to help people solve. Now, if you can get that, the next thing to do is before you go quit your job, before you start lighting your dreams up is, okay, let me just try this. Let me just see what it feels like. Because I tell you, when I did it, I was working in the evening. So, okay, I thought to myself, if I'm going to work in the evening, what am I going to expect? Well, I'm going to have less family time. How long am I going to have less family time for? And you do it and you put it into place. But it's only once you start doing it, Sam, can you actually experience the reverberations that come after it. So I was probably working 3 hours an evening, Monday through Friday, give or take. And I wasn't seeing my son, who just turned 6 at that time. And I could hear him upstairs. I work downstairs, we're upstairs here. And I could hear him, and I could hear him having complications with my wife. And it got louder and louder and longer for the more time I spent downstairs working. So you've got to really understand, yeah, okay, David, I want to be a coach. Sam, I want to go and do this. I want to go do some mentoring stuff. How can you help me? It's okay. Don't dive in with both feet. Taste it, you know? And sometimes you might not like little bits, but that's okay. It doesn't mean that you can't taste other things. I eat meat, okay? But if somebody gave me fish, I don't like fish. But it doesn't mean that I'm not going to have any type of meat, because I'm going to try chicken, right? Or I'm going to try beef or whatever. So when you come into coaching and mentoring, don't dive in with both feet. Test little bits, and there'll be some bits that you don't like, and some things that you do like. But here's the real snag. This is the difference between a coach and a mentor that makes money and a coach and a mentor that doesn't make money. The coach and the mentor that makes money knows how to find clients, and they will do the things that they need to do in their business that they don't like doing. So a lot of coaches and mentors, Sam, they don't like sales because they fear rejection, which is quite ironic, really, because it's part of life coaching, isn't it? Coming over self-limiting beliefs and things like that. But they don't, a lot of them fear rejection. Why do they fear rejection? And they bring that, they create rejection into emotion, and they bring it on themselves, and they go, well, I don't really want to do the sales side of it. And those that don't do the sales side of it don't make a business. And there are very, very few companies out there that are agencies. I'm sure they do exist, where you can be a coach and you can get paid per hour. but don't expect much. So that's probably a long answer to your question.
One thing which I wanted to dive into further with this one. So let's say, for example, I want to be coached by you. And mm-hmm. I'm very enthusiastic for coaching too. And then people started to give, like say, my coaching is all about emotional intelligence. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to teach you from your emotional intelligence, because there are a lot of, we put a lot of shackles, and because we do not want to cut those shackles. We always have those shackles. When we say, okay, as what you have mentioned about switching from your present career to going into coaching industry is a complete cycle. You can't just one day you decide, you know what, from tomorrow I'm going to be a coach. It doesn't work like that. And a lot of people have done it and burned themselves for a year. And
for me,
eating their own savings and everything.
Yeah, so, you're right. For me, my it was different for me. It was almost like a natural progression. I'd been working in sales and marketing. I went to university, even had no qualifications. I got myself into university. I met my wife. But I came out of university, and the first job I had was a 100% commission only window salesperson for Anglian. You should have seen the look on my parents' face. Come out of university with a 2-1 degree in business management. What job have you got? Selling windows. But I did, and I did lots of these things, and I tried lots of these things. And even though I enjoy sales and I enjoy marketing and I enjoy business development, the things that I was doing, I was technically working for other people. Mm-hmm. And I never really felt at home, and I wanted my own direction. And my wife, or wife-to-be, she said, look, David, you know, if we're going to get married, I didn't even have an engagement ring on my finger at that point. She was really planning. If you're going to get married and having children, David, you might have noticed, but I'm French and I want to do it in France. Lifestyle, closer to parents, when she has children, stuff like that. So I'm thinking, well, you know, my batting is better than my French. I mean, I really am a rabbit when it comes to cricket. And I'm like, okay, what can I do? So I looked at my skills. David, what do you do? Sales, marketing, business development. Okay, I could teach that. I wasn't using the word coach. I could teach that. And I found a niche, driving schools, specifically in the UK, driving school marketing. I set that up in 2007, 2008. I became the leader in that pretty much overnight, up until I sold my business in 2019. As I got into that, I started things progressing. So the first product I made, Sam, was I made an ebook, because you could sell ebooks back in 2007, 2008. It was a PDF, it was 115, 120 pages, and I was selling for £37, which is about $55 or something like that. And the money started coming in. Great. But then people started to say, David, can I do some consultation with you? Oh, right. I hadn't thought about that before. So then that wasn't even coaching. That really was more of a mentoring, instructional side of things. And then actually from that, people started saying, hey, can you make websites for me? Can you do search engine optimizations? Which goes away from the coaching and mentoring side. But what I want to explain here, there was a natural progression, okay? And until I got to a point where I'm thinking, I don't want to do websites and search engine optimization anymore. I really want to work with people. That's where I get the best out of me. People phoning me up, paying me cash, and saying, hey, David, here's my problem. How do I go about fixing it? And I sat there and I said to myself, Sam, why do I like that? Well, it's not monotonous for a start. Well, it took a lot of monotony out. There's monotony in search engine optimization and websites and stuff like that. But all of a sudden, I was getting different people presenting different problems, which was great. So I moved into this consultation, which then I created a membership website, two different membership websites for driving instructors at that time. And they're doing really well. I had over 300 clients at one stage, which represents 1% of the industry. Which is about 39,000 in the industry. And And I was like, wow, this is great. But then monotony did start to come in because, okay, my clients come from different backgrounds. So some might be English, some might be not English, but they've moved in. What's the word? Immigrant. I'm an immigrant. I couldn't think of the word. Couldn't even think of the word. And I'm an immigrant. So they're bringing in, let's say, Pakistani or Indian or Bangladeshi culture to it, or European, such as Polish, for example. And of course, I've got British driving instructors. I've got male driving instructors, female, older, younger, automatic, manual. But even though they brought their different personalities in, I found a level of monotony. Why? Because I was talking about the same thing all the time. And that was starting to get to me. And I started to think, okay, I was having a few prompts to move out, and this was one of them. And it was, okay, who would I really like to work with? And I was going through a period of time where I was seeking answers into my life. There, I suppose upon reflection, Sam, aged between 41 and 43, I was going through a level of searching. I wouldn't have called it spirituality then. That's coming to my life this year. Mm-hmm. But I was looking for this purpose that you mentioned earlier on. And even though I didn't really know that at that time. And I was reaching out to coaches, a business coach, and all of a sudden as a life coach. And all of a sudden, I'm just gently moving into this area of life coaches, you know, like performance coaching and all that sort of stuff. And I'm thinking, I like these people. And then you can't use the word coach for everybody. Like I said, you've got coach, mentors, therapists, and what have you not. Some are qualified, been to university for 7 years, some haven't. And we've got from all over the world. Are they bringing more variation in? Yeah. Do I see a problem with their business? Yeah, they don't know how to find clients. Oh, hello. And I can see the transition. So if you look at my work life, I was working employed or self-employed for a company, and where I was doing sales and marketing, which then came into, I'm going to create my own business, driving school marketing. And then I was helping them with sales and marketing. And so the sales and marketing stayed consistent all the way through, but the people changed. And as the people changed, the purpose changed. With driving school marketing, my purpose was to make sure I could stay in France, make sure we got a nice house and, you know, food and stuff like that. That was the purpose. It really was a short and medium term purpose, nothing longer than that. And upon reflection, Sam, I probably brought in a decent level of stagnation into my business and into my personal life. But as I moved over into coaches, it was this, hey, you know what? This feels right. And that's probably one of the times, Sam, where I was unconsciously not thinking with my mind, but feeling with my heart. And it was later on when I was asked, David, how do you feel about this rather than how do you think about this? When the penny dropped, and I actually, yeah, this is right. And then anybody that's looking into coaching or mentoring, what have you not, yeah, we need to think a little. But you've got to go with your heart as well. Who do I want to work with? What problem do I want to solve? Who do I want to wake up, not next to in the morning, because this is work and not your social life, not your private life. But after I finish my cornflakes, who do I want my first conversation of the day to be with? Who am I going to help? Who's going to, and it's not just who am I going to help, it's who's going to make my life fun as well. And, you know, I get, we've met before online, Sam, and we've had a few conversations, but this is a fantastic example of that. And this adds value into my life. And my wife's going to come home later on from her work where she sees her colleagues. I said, hey, David, did you have a good day? Yeah. How did that podcast interview go? And it's, I want her to come home and see me excited about my day. And we don't talk about those sorts of things, Sam. We don't talk about, I mean, sometimes we talk about job satisfaction. But when you say, hey, I want to be a coach, you got to do it for the real right reasons. And I know that some people are hampered in their life right now and trying to overcome a big problem, and therefore they're trying to help other people overcome that big problem and praise to you. But that's heavy stuff. You've got to have fun with what you do as well. And I have a client who's a grief coach, and I said to her, is it possible for you to actually have fun? Because she specifically deals with ladies who've lost their male partner. And I said, is it possible to have fun? And she said, we try. Okay. And that's what we've got to do, Sam. We've got to have fun in our lives, because this is where all the energy comes from. And we can bring so much into our lives and other people's lives, and all these ideas start spinning off.
I think what happened is maturity comes from your own experiences. A lot of things, when new coaches just had certifications completed and they said, oh, I'm a coach. I would like to have some more clients now. And same thing happens with this, when you have a degree, you have a very fantastic degree and you come out and you say, I'm looking for a job, and nobody hires you because you are just a fresh from the boat.
Yeah.
And the people say, you just arrived, mate. You haven't got an experience. I was listening because I'm part of so many groups, and somebody says, this raised the questions. I'm academically very well educated. And my boss is not academically educated. And mm-hmm. I'm having frustration working with my boss. And a lot of people are putting, oh, just leave the job, resign. Do this, do that. So I said, listen, hold on. You are academically good, but you do not have experience what your boss have experienced, because he got a raw experience in his hand.
Yeah,
you change your language. Instead of creating a frustration between both of you, you started to look at how you're going to maneuver, how you're going to use the language that your boss will say, oh, I never thought about that. Thank you for introducing me this from the academic point of view. And you create a relationship, because you never know. He's not threatened from your academic qualification. He says, oh, you have practical experience? Do it. But you don't have a practical experience. And in my career, because my background is IT, I worked in IT. I'm still in IT. I'm still a coach. I'm still a business coach. I still do a lot of IT stuff as well. In our people come in with saying, oh, I got a qualification of this, I got a qualification of this. So that's perfectly fine, mate. You got a good qualification. Do you have any practical experience?
Yeah.
No. I says, well, what I'm going to do with your paper certification, mate? Yeah. So give me some, just give a practical demonstration how to turn on the computers, or how to do this on the computers. And it says, oh, I haven't used this actually. I don't know how to switch on the computer. So I've gone through with those journey as well. And that's what I said, when people are starting to say, I'm a coach. Okay, you are a coach. That's perfectly fine. What is all about you? What experience you are bringing in? And a lot of people, you know, my strategy, what I tell people is, listen, you want me to coach you? Our time is more precious than anything else. If I'm going to spend 1 hour with you, I'd rather spend 1 hour with my family. That's more precious to me, correct? So let me say, okay, I will give you, before I'll take you as my client, let's do an exercise for a week. If you complete that exercise for a week, I will say you are ready. If you are not going to complete the exercise, I think you are not ready for it, because you are thinking how to quickly sort out your life, and it doesn't work like that. Doesn't work.
I think that's a really, really good thing that you do, to give people an exercise. I do something different to that. Mm-hmm. Before I allow people to speak to me, they have to go through an application form.
Yeah.
One of the questions is, are you ready to invest in yourself? Because if they're not, then they're not right for me. I've made 2 points from what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, I've written down working alone. This is relation to, I've got the certificate, but I don't have any practical experience. Mm-hmm. Most coaches, by the nature of how coaches, mentors work, we work from home and we work alone. And if you are trying to break into the coaching circles, or if you've been in the coaching circles for some time, mm-hmm. for me, it's really important that you network. And when I say network, it's not just there to have a cup of coffee and dip your biscuit or your cookie in your coffee. It's is to really listen and learn and to get involved in different groups. That could be an online group, it could even be a local group or something like that. And I think that's crucial because you don't necessarily have a boss. I would imagine 99% of people don't. So my second point, actually I've got 3 points. My second point is you want to be a coach and you buy a coach, you hire one. Because if you don't hire a coach for yourself, a business coach in this instance, if you're creating a business, it doesn't get any more ironical than that in our industry. If you want to coach or mentor people, yet you're not subscribing that to yourself. And you might come up with the excuse of, I'm not ready yet, I don't have the money yet, or whatever excuse. It's an excuse. And if you're hitting those excuses, this ain't right for you. I suppose that's a litmus test right at the beginning. If you're not prepared to go out there and get your own coach, mentor, and pay for it, ain't for you.
Yep.
So don't work alone. Network. Make sure that you are investing in someone, because if you don't, no one's going to invest in you. And the other thing I wrote down here as well, and this is important. When you sell your service as a coach, you don't want to go say, hey, I'm a performance coach, I'm a life coach, I'm a business coach. People need to know what you do, right? But if people need to know what they can get out of you. So I've written down 4 words, sell, 3 words, sell on results. You know, so when you start out in the coaching game, mentoring, whatever you want to call it, get out there and start working with some people. Okay, and get some testimonials in and get some case studies in. Since working with David, and that's a great little phrase to use, by the way, since working with Sam, I've been able to blah, blah, blah. Since working with David, I've been able to achieve X, Y, and Z, or X, Y, and Z, depending what part of the world you're from. So sell on results, because you'll see a lot of coaches, educators, and they'll go, oh, this is who I am, this is what I do, I'm a performance coach, I'm a grief coach, I'm a relationship coach, and I can help you do this and I can help you do that. Sounds fab. Let me see some results. Let me see what you've done for other people, because if I can see that you've done that for other people, then okay, there's a fairer chance that you can do it for me. But if you've never worked with anybody before, there's absolutely no problem with you going out there and having some one-to-one coaching or doing some group coaching for nothing. I mean, Sam, you've noticed you haven't signed up to it today, but you've not had time. I'm releasing a new product, and that is about how to create an online bootcamp. And the reason why I'm releasing that product on how to create an online bootcamp is because when I do bootcamps, I make $5,000 a time, which is not bad for less than 10 hours a week. 10 hours at work in that week. But again, I want to go back to this. Two things. I want to go back to network, and I want to go back to selling on results, and I want to go back to coach. The first thing I did was, I need to about to get some feedback on this. I'm going to create a beta group, and I'm only going to charge $1 for people to come into my beta group. So that's the first thought. My second thought is, I'm going to speak to my coach about this and just get his thoughts on this, because I'm paying him enough money for him to give me my thoughts back. And he went, David, do it. The third thing I did is I contacted my tech team, James. My coach is Rob. My tech team is a person of one at the moment. James said, James, this is what I want doing. He went out there and did it. The next thing, now I've got my website up to say, because I know what my content is, I've got my website up to say, hey, come and join my beta group, it's a bootcamp challenge. I'm going to help you create an online bootcamp in 5 days, blah, 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 blah. I'm only going to charge you $1 to get in. Why? Because it's a beta group. What's the purpose of that? It's going back to network, because I want your feedback, Sam, and I want everybody else's feedback. And when I mean feedback, I mean, David, it was good, but I'd like to see you tweak it like this. It wasn't what I expected because of that. And also, hey, David, can I write you a testimonial? Why? Because if you're happy to write me a testimonial, it means I'm selling on results in the future. So I'm not just talking it, I'm doing it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of coaches out there, Sam, that will talk, but you've got to do.
Talk is cheap. You know that
talk is cheap.
talk is cheap. I can talk all day, not have any result. But again, as you says, everything has to have a structure. The structure, what you talk about, is that the structure. It's about getting people know who you are. This is the fundamental of social media. People want to like you, they want to trust you, they want to know you. These three things is not there. Nobody wants to do business with you. I've been following you almost 6 months now. I've been seeing you. I've already been onto your group where I already did a live conversation on your group as well. And I can see how much you are trying to bring. And again, network is your net worth. If you don't have a network, how are you going to create a net worth for yourself?
Can I use that point?
Because
you're dead right. So it's a fantastic point. Net worth. So I'm going to show you, might share with you my strategy for this bootcamp now.
Please.
So it doesn't matter that I've got years of experience in this field. If you're a coach trying this out for the first time, you can do exactly the same. So I've written down a title that's going to resonate with you. So you might be thinking, what can I coach? So you could do a week's group coaching, Sam, called How to Move from IT into Business Coaching. That could be the title of your whatever. Okay, so that's, now we've got this rolling, we're using your experience. Now what we're gonna do is we're gonna create a network and turn it into a net worth. So the network, for me at the moment, I can't remember how many people I've signed up so far this morning, 10 or something like that. I only launched it this morning. I've got 10 people, I've made $10, woohoo. But that's not it. It's the net worth that comes out of it. So what is the net worth from this? Am I gonna get some great feedback on how to tweak it, make it even better? Yeah. Am I gonna get some testimonials? Damn right I am. Am I opening up myself to word of mouth recommendations?
Absolutely.
Are some of these people who are going to attend go, I'm looking for someone like David. He's just proven himself to me. And now I'm ready to speak to David and buy his products or services because I've got the cash ready.
There's one thing, one more thing, you know.
Go on.
We are in a very uncertainty times at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a business coach. You are a business coach and a mentor and a lot of other hats you put on yourself, you know. The new starter or a new business, but want to become a coach and everything. Everybody wants somebody to hold their hand. How many people hold their hands? You know, oh yeah, of course I can be your coach or a mentor. Yeah, there is a package which costs about 10 grand, mate. Give me 10 grand and I will be your whole handing person.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people? That's why people are reluctant. If I said to you authentically, and I said, you know what? You know, it's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
You are not actually, yeah, I have to put food on my table and for my children and everybody. Yeah, absolutely. But when you going to go with the coaching with me, you are not signing the package, you are signing me. Because I will be authentic with you to where you have to be standing and where you will be going further down in your journey of becoming a coach. Or become something what you want to get to your next ladder in your professional career is your entire choice. But again, you need to remember one thing that is not about is investing in yourself. Yeah, you can go out and buy a Gucci gown or Gucci coat on yourself for $400 or £400, and after 6 months you says, "Oh, I had enough now. I will buy another thing."
Well, a good place to start, so we're not wasting money and we're doing the right things, is this. When you were a child, Sam, you would have had something that you didn't need anymore. So you would have sold it. So children, we tend to sell our old bikes, right? Or our old video games or what have you not. So what did we do? Well, we might have known a friend, or we could have put a little advert in the local paper. Or in a local shop, we would put an advert in a local shop, children's bike for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have done, everybody has done sales before to a certain extent. So if we went out there in some sort of basic field, let's say classified ads, and say, I'm a coach and I help people overcome this problem, contact me, and you ask them what the problem is, you tell them how you can overcome it, and you give them a price. That's it's. If you look at UK contract law, it's called. Oh, excuse me, my phone's ringing. I need to turn that off. It's live on the podcast, speaking to my wife. Hi, darling. I'm live on a podcast. I can't talk to you. I'll phone you back in 10 minutes. I love you. There you go, Sam.
That's the beauty of my podcast. It's all about half-second conversation.
I should have had one.
No, you know, it's not about if there is, because last time I was doing a podcast and somebody, my stepdaughter was at the door and my dog was barking.
Yeah, it happens.
And I said to my guest, and said, can you wait for 1 minute? I'm just going to open the door. And I said, yeah, go ahead, mate, no worries.
Sorry about that. So under UK law, in terms of buying and selling something, we've got what we call offer and acceptance. I offer it, you accept it. And we've all done that before, where we've been selling bikes, kids' clothes, cars, whatever. And we could do that with our services. So we can start to find a couple of people who we like working with, got an idea of that. Then we can make a classified ad somewhere and we can get it out. I think we can all manage that by ourselves. But whether anybody phones you, whether anybody phones you and speaks to you, whether anybody phones you, speaks to you and pays you, at some stage in that cycle, wherever your issue is, that's when to get in touch with somebody that can help you with your business. And the first thing they should say is, hey, Sam, my name's David. I'm new into this. I am interested in developing myself. But before I can commit, I'm looking for a consultation where I can explain to you my background, my knowledge, and my problems. And what I'm looking for at this stage, Sam, is for you to identify my sensible next steps. And at that point, Sam, if I'm happy with that and I'm happy with you, I'll work with you. But I need to understand what my sensible next steps are. And this is it with coaches and mentors and, you know, in other areas of business as well. But this goes back to that really important point, Sam, that you said. No boss, no manager, no guide, right? And so, because if they did have a manager, they'd just go to their manager, but they don't. So we need to go and get a manager, and therefore we have to pay that manager. And this is what we're doing. So I would recommend to any coach, you, whether you've got a problem or whether you're new into this, is to say, I can have a consultation. And that consult, I'm going to pull out a figure. Sam, I don't know what you charge, but let's say you charge $200 an hour. And you might say, you know what, I'll give you half an hour consultation, just have a chat with you, fine. And then that person goes, brilliant, how much you charge? And then they pay you $200 for that extra hour. So you might have had an hour and a half, 2 hours with them. And that could be the best 2 hours they've spent. Why? Because all of a sudden they've realized that what they're doing is not right for them, or what they're doing is right for them, but they're looking in the wrong direction. Now, some people think, yeah, you know what, I'm going to go out there and make a course. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get a webinar and get like 1,000 people on there. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, which sounds great. And we see all these adverts out there saying you can make a six figure sum or a seven figure sum, but we don't know what preparation we need. And it's a bit like an athlete. If you look at an athlete, whether it's say a cricketer, a footballer, a jockey or whatever, before they can put on the shirt of the team they are representing, they need to have gotten themselves to base one, right? And that takes time and effort. And we have to do that as well. If we're going to sell coaching or mentoring, we've got to work out what's it take to get here. And it's okay speaking to a few people for free and say, hey, do you know what? I'm thinking of doing this. Can I have a chat to you? I just want to chat and find out what it's like. Find out what the pros are like, what the cons are like. There are plenty of coaches and mentors out there who will spend 10, 20, 30 minutes with you and have a chat like that. And then you start to build this picture up. So do your research. But that research should not be a substitute for solid education, foundational and directional education from somebody like yourself, Sam.
Yes, I completely align and agree what you're saying. And I think this is a pinnacle of things. A lot of people miss that. And this is a journey. One has to start a journey. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to do this without knowing. You don't buy a TV or you don't buy any equipment without not reading about their reviews and everything. You just can't just go on the Google and just search for it. And you'll say, oh, there are a lot of reviews coming in. And again, this is, again, you need to work with somebody who resonates with you. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I want to work. I want to spend 30 grand working with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins might not be right for you because, yeah, he talks a lot of things, but he's going to take you the same journey of from the beginning, like a baby. He will say, okay, this is your first step. This is your second step. This is your third step. Follow it through. Other than that, nothing is going to work for you. You just say, well, I want to jump from step one to step five. It doesn't work like that.
Can I jump in on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. So you might, I don't know whether you know these people or not, there's a company out there in the USA called ClickFunnels, and they help people.
They help
people set up websites and things like that.
There's another one which is called Groovy Funnel.
I have, but with ClickFunnels, I used to be with them, and I went to their conference in January 2018, a wonderful conference. And while I was there, I met up with one couple who I already knew online, lovely people, and I met up with another couple just by accident. And very, very nice people. Very nice people, you know, sorts of people that you want as neighbors. And at Funnel Hacking Live, we were presented with the opportunity of buying into their yearly coaching program at $25,000. And I wasn't going to buy it because for me, I didn't quite see how it was going to work for me. It's too generic. Anyway, couple A and couple B bought it. And both of them said to me, David, would you like to join in on the training because they're allowed to have a guest? And sure, I'd really appreciate that. Thank you. And I realized very quickly that this wasn't coaching. It was actually taking them through the processes. Both couples had questions that they weren't being answered. It was, no, you need to stick to this process. So that was the first thing. At the end of the year, 12 months later, I said to both couples, I said, because I only did the initial bit with them, I said, how did it go? Oh, it was fantastic, both of them said. Really enjoyed it. Brilliant. How much money did you make out of it? And one couple said, we didn't make any money out of it because we decided it wasn't for us and we've changed direction. That was costing $25,000 to do that. And the other couple said, we're still working on stuff. We're a little bit behind. We haven't made any money yet. So you mentioned Tony Robbins. Phenomenal is Tony. I mentioned ClickFunnels. Phenomenal. But just because they're phenomenal, it doesn't mean that they're right for you.
Absolutely.
Sam, I've got to let you know, I've got 5 minutes before I have
too.
To go.
Me too. That's perfectly fine. Just wanted to wrap it up over here. I just want you to talk about your bootcamp. Tell my audience how they can join if they are willing to join. This podcast is not going to be released it's going to be released in about a week or two. But but just let us know how they can connect with you. And
thank you.
Tell us about your bootcamp. Wrap it up, and then that would be great.
Well, bless you. Well, my what's the word I'm looking for? Umbrella name is Hero Success Channel. So if you went to herosuccesschannel.com, you'd find me there and you'd have to go and watch TV programs and stuff like that. I offer different types of solutions for coaches depending where they are right now. And the Create Your Bootcamp or createyourbootcamp.com is for coaches, mentors, trainers, consultants who want to create a product so that they can make money now and make money every week. So back in 2018, when I was working in the driving instructor industry, I decided to create a bootcamp. And there was a pattern. I was making $5,000 a time and I was only working through the week and I was doing less than 10 hours. And then when I moved out of the driving instructor industry, moved into with life coaches, I restarted the bootcamps, had a different flavor to them. And again, I was making $5,000 a time. That's a week and 10 hours work tops. And one of my things that I have to do for me is I have to show life coaches how to make money, and what will work for one coach won't work for another, because we've got different styles. Somebody wants to do one-to-one coaching or group coaching. Somebody's happy with boot camps. I thought, I've got a really good track record with boot camps myself. I know how to teach and how to put it together. So that's what I've done, is createyourbootcamp.com. And right now, I don't have a price for it, because I'm just doing the beta testing. So when this actually, when your program gets published, there'll be a price on there. But it's going to show you the things that I do. There'll be some live training in there. There'll be some recorded training in there. There'll be some worksheets. You'll be in my members area, and you'll see me in action, and I'll be working with you in that sort of group environment. But you're lucky, Sam. Because you'll be in the beta group and you're getting in for a dollar.
You know, that is the saying. Early, rise early, or early bird
catches the worm.
So if you are early, you're going to catch the worm. Otherwise, what's going to happen is after 2 weeks, you need to invest. It's all about investing. If you are ready to invest, then you will invest. Otherwise, what happened? There are thousands of courses are coming in. They are free. You know, there is no value for free things. There should be a pound or two or three or four.
Yeah.
Or you can attach a charity. Me and my wife are designing a workshop now regards to goal settings and everything. And instead of we making any money, why don't you assign a charity, have some money for charity instead of us? Yeah.
I did that before when I was in the driving instructor industry. I'm trying to think what they're called. I can't think of the name of the charity. I worked with them for 3 years.
Wow.
The guy that runs it is blind.
Okay.
And he gets people who are disabled and they can't drive, and he puts them into little buggies that can go really fast and gets them driving.
Wow.
So even if you're blind, you can drive. And so it's all off-road, of course. So when I did conferences in the driving instructor industry, Speed of Sight, they called SIGHT. Uh-huh. Sam, thanks
beautiful.
So much.
Thank you very much, David, for being on my podcast. It was quite a challenge to bring you on, because you were so busy with doing a lot of things. And spontaneity is the time, what you said. Just call me and let me know you are available, and we did it. So thank you very much again. And I'll see you on your bootcamp. And thank you very much, everybody. Just listen to this brilliant podcast. What you're going to find in this podcast is strategies of things which you never thought of. If you want to become a life coach, this is where you need to come and start the journey.
Sam, if you've got time to send out my link even before your podcast goes out, if that helps your team, I really don't mind.
Absolutely. Wise words. Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay.
Bye for now.